Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Pastor Kelvin Baker is the pastor and chief executive officer of El Shaddai Church of God in Christ, Incorporated, and the founder, alongside his wife and co-laborer, Mother Margaret L. Baker. They've pastored El Shaddai for 5 years on the island of Oahu in Pearl City, Hawaii. They've been blessed to bring together two families in which they share 10 wonderful children. He is also the first administrative assistant and the jurisdictional secretary in the Church of God in Christ in Hawaii. Now, why would God bring two people together to serve the needs of people at their deepest, darkest, most struggling moments? As pastors and leaders, why would God call them out to do the work that they do today? Well, part of it is because of why they're here. Their hearts are such that they long to be used by God, yes, yes indeed, but long to reach you, reach someone in need with the love and hope of Jesus Christ. And that's why we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, to bring you closer to Jesus. That's our heart. And for you to know that whatever it is that you're facing, whatever you've gone through, however difficult life has been, and we know that life can be unspeakably difficult at times. Perhaps it's that moment right now for you. But for you to know that the love of Christ is for you, dear friend, that he loves you so much, that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day, and the living Christ calls you to himself. So he brings Pastor Kelvin and Mother Margaret Baker in studio today. Mother Margaret Baker passionately works in the deliverance ministry and outreaches to help women and children of abuse, neglect, rape, and other hard-to-speak-about things that go on in life, but they need to be addressed, and people need healing. She's an entrepreneur, licensed cosmetologist, former owner of two Christian salons. Many lives have been changed and delivered, helped, healed, saved through these Christian salons. She's co-owner with her husband of Kelmar's Fashions and MNC Marketing. She also has a background in real estate, a medical assistant, a background in psychology, sociology, human services, and has her Bachelor of Science in Management Business. Pastor Kelvin, Mother Margaret, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pastor Kelvin, where did you grow up?
I grew up out of Florida, from Miami. That's home for me. Yes.
And what part of Florida, and what was it like growing up there?
Well, living in Miami was, it was a good life. My father made it to be very good. My mother was a business owner, had a large upholstering company. And so we didn't necessarily lack. She kind of provided well for us. But also living in Miami, the inner city, I've had many, experienced many challenges as a child growing up, probably like, most kids.
What kind of challenges?
Well, one of the things was I was shot. I was shot 4 times. And so just enjoying a day out, leisure day out on the beach with my friends. And someone came walking by, actually it was four gentlemen, young men. And so from there, things kind of escalated. And I wound up getting, you know, shot in the process. But the Lord saw me through it, as I'm here today. The doctors thought that I would not walk anymore, at least with my left leg, because my left leg was paralyzed. The bullet hit me in my hip, my chest, lower abdomen, and my right side. So the doctors thought I wouldn't be able to walk no more. They had already came to the resolve of giving me a cane and a full prone walk, because I wouldn't be able to do it on my own, but I had to do it with assistance. But the Lord blessed. My mother was a praying woman. My father, both them were pastors and had three churches under their ministries. Hmm. And so they believed in the power of prayer. And so it's funny. As a child, being a preacher's kid and also trying to find your own way in life can be challenging. So that's why I say it was one of those. It was a good life, but at the same time, it was a life of challenge, because as a child, you want to kind of do your own thing. And so it led me down some dark roads. But again, the Lord saw me out. Mm.
The Lord seeing you through, praying mother, praying father, well provided for, growing up in church, but having to find your way. Yeah. Isn't it amazing how God knows that about us? He loves us so much that he has not created robots.
Right.
That he says, love me, I command you, love me, and say, I love you, God. No, he wants the heart. Yes. He wants the commitment. It's far beyond what we could fully explain. But it's that.
Yes.
Love from God. Mother Margaret, how about you? Where did you grow up, and what was it like?
Well, I was born in a small town in Texas called Center, Texas, and I came from a family of business. My mother was a business owner. My father was a business owner. So just as pastor, I was well provided for. But the thing that my parents did was that they use this thing where they say that they're not going to give me everything on a silver platter. So instead of me just being able to just, you know, get it because it's there, they always made me work for what I, you know, needed. But the lifestyle there, and then being a small town, it was prejudice. There was abuse, you know. So I saw it all, you know, drugs, everything. And then at one point in my life, my mother and my father divorced, and we moved to Copper's Cove, Texas, which is near Killeen, Fort Hood. And that is where my life changed, you know, for the better. My mother opened up and gave me another opportunity. I didn't understand, you know, when any kid goes through divorce, they don't understand. But some of the things that I, you know, saw in my home, you know, it kind of made me bitter, you know, and resentful. But as I had a praying grandmother, and I tell you, through their prayers, you know, though, as pastor said, I went down some wrong roads. I took some wrong turns, basically choices that I made that put me in the predicament that I was in. And I saw my life before me with dealing with drugs and, you know, doing drugs. I could have died, you know. But thank God for the grace of God that he would see fit that I would live, amen, and make a difference in someone mm-hmm. else's life. So it was very hard.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
In my growing up years, I'd say my father, my mother, and my grandmother influenced me the most. Because no matter what I did, my grandmother always would say to me, you know, I love you and God loves you. She always talked about God. And mm-hmm. and through a lot of my trials, I would always remember the voice of my grandmother, who was always there for me. And even when it came to the drugs and things, that was the one that I could be the most honest to, the one that didn't judge me, you know. Mm. She just, you know, welcomed me with loving arms. And that is honestly my grandmother more so, you know, but my mother, she was always there, you know.
Pastor Calvin, who influenced you most in those early years?
My mother was a strong influence in my life. She would take me as a young child. She would take me and we would read and recite the 23rd Psalms or John chapter 3. I would play the drums in the church and learn to play the organ. She sang and she had a gospel group, and she would ensure that I was a part of it. She did a recording locally. She ensured that I was a part of it. She taught me a trade skill, which was upholstering. And she also had a florist business, and she taught me that as well. So she poured into me in spiritual aspects and in business aspects, and always wanted me to be sufficient. She would tell me that I need to know how to take care of myself. I may not find a woman who would take care of me, so I need to know how to take care of myself. And in that aspect, she would do that. But in the spiritual aspect, she would ensure that I was taught the word of God. She would, take times. And this is on a weekly basis. This is not like once a month. This is weekly. We had to, she would work with us in scriptures and to understand what the scriptures meant, what Jesus was talking about. And so she really helped establish that biblical foundation for me in that aspect. So my mother was very influential in my life.
As you're speaking, a word is emblazoned in my mind called discipleship.
Yes.
Mom was discipling you. Yes, in the word, in the foundation of the scriptures, discipling you on life skills. Mm-hmm. And there's a fine and much needed balance when it comes to knowing the word and living it out and teaching you how to survive, how to handle life, how to provide, how to teaching you trade skills. There's a lot there. There's a lot there. Yes, that mother and grandmother and the way that, well, you embody what God has placed in you. And that's why when we come back, I want to us to go to a point where transformation began as you yourselves made a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you know what it's like to have a past. You know what it's like to have gone down that dark road or dark roads. I don't know, not many people can say they've been shot 4 times and are still here or have been strung out on drugs, but you can. The grace of God when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Ever find yourself in a place where you're contemplating, maybe you're reflecting on your life, and you say, how can God ever use this part of my life? I'm trying to forget it. And yet there's some redemptive quality in it, because though it was a dark road, a dark path that you took, that you don't really like to talk very much about, but what you find is that there is an incredible hidden gem of value that exists there, because it's somehow, in God's way that only God could do, it became a point of qualification in the lives of others, where suddenly you're relatable, you're connectable. Huh. Isn't it amazing what God can do? Well, our guests today, as you hear them, and they've been so gracious to speak from their hearts, Pastor Calvin and Mother Margaret Baker are here. They are the leaders. He's the chief executive officer of El Shaddai Church of God in Christ in Pearl City. And she is also, Mother Margaret Baker, works in the ministry of deliverance. And sometimes God qualifies us because we ourselves have been delivered from things. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm glad that you're with us today. You're in for a real blessing, personal, from God. That's why he sends Pastor Calvin and Mother Margaret Baker in studio with us today. Find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can find out and get this program in its entirety as a free podcast. Pastor Calvin, Mother Margaret, I need to ask, how did you, at the point, certain point in your life, become Christ followers yourselves? Pastor Calvin.
Well, after experiencing the different things that I experienced in Miami, shot, I was actually deeply depressed, didn't realize it. I got married, and from there, we went to Germany. And it was in Germany, and I remember clearly I was in Baumholder, Germany, with my brother, down there with my brother. Things began to turn, not in the way that I would have desired it to be. So I found myself away from mom and dad, away from the church home that I knew, in another country, in another place, where I knew my brother, my ex, my brother's wife, and my nephews, but I didn't know anyone else. And because I was really in a state of depression, because I didn't have my physical abilities anymore, I couldn't do the things that I used to do.
You're walking with a cane?
Walking, yes, sir. My marital life was in a downward spiral. I started drinking, waking up in the morning drinking E&J. Not having breakfast, I realized that things was just getting worse. And so I went to the chapel, and I said, God, I need help. And there was a lady there. She had began to pray with me, pray for me. And I told her I want to give my life to Christ. And that was in December of 1988. I had given my life to the Lord on that day, because my life was in such turmoil. And I only knew to draw upon that which my parents had instilled in me. Mm. And so I went back to my roots. That's what my mother has depended on. That's what my father depended on. That's what the people in the church, they depended on God. So I went back to what was familiar, even though I was in a foreign place. And that was when I first accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, through the turmoil that I was experiencing.
A moment where your faith becomes your own.
Yes.
You can grow up in an environment like that, but this is when it galvanized inside of you.
Yes.
A word of encouragement to parents today who have been trying to the best they can, and any parent would know you do the best you can, but you're not perfect. In fact, sometimes I think we learn the most from our mistakes, and we make those mistakes. So if you feel like you've made a mistake recently, done too much, done too little, whatever it might be. I'm looking at a couple here that they're nodding. There's a point of smiling affirmation. You are not alone. Mm-hmm. But keep planting the seed. Mm-hmm. Keep doing the best you can under the grace of God to be as faithful to the Lord. And look, Pastor Calvin, he's Pastor Calvin today, but there was a point in 1988 where broken, walking with a cane, never knowing if he was going to walk normally again, depressed, he came to Christ. He went back to the church. He went back to opening his heart that moment. Mother Margaret, how about you? When did it happen for you? Describe it for us.
Okay, for myself, it was more like experiencing all these different things. When I said the drinking, the drugs, you know, the things that I put myself into. And I know every time I always went through something, I always went back on the word, like I say, of my grandmother, you know. And I would always say, well, if that's God, then why this happened to me? I would always blame, you know, God for the things that happened in my younger life. But my grandmother always would tell me, you know, God would never put any more on you can handle. And as we went away, and I stayed with my mother, I still continued to experience some things. I had guns pulled to my head, you know, and I was sitting here earlier like, okay, Lord, now what should I share? And I want people to realize that, you know, through some of those experiences, the things that we go through, you know, and you know, being that I came from a family that was well known in the town that we lived in, you know, everyone was always concerned about the, you know, how we looked. And it was in my household, it was more or less like, you know, you keep things there, you know, don't tell anyone. It was hush hush, you know. Mm-hmm. And so as I
don't hang out the dirty laundry.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. know. And so for me, you know, as I grew older, you know, and I'm like, that was what was like killing me inside, you know, the keeping the things in. And then I would continue to do the drugs, you know, and I would do the drinking, you know, the things that I should not do. And finally, one day, I walked by a mirror. Mm-hmm. And when I walked by the mirror, I glanced and I saw myself, but I didn't see myself. I saw like a skeleton. And it scared me. No matter what anyone tried to do, you know, when they tried to reach out to me and try to get me off the drugs or whatever, I could not hear it. I always felt like those that was trying to help me was the ones that was really trying to hurt me. And that's where I realized that my mind was really being controlled by the enemy himself. You know, and I think that's the way it always is that the more God tried to put people around you to help you, you know, when you're caught up in that world of darkness, they're your enemy. That's how I saw people as my enemy. And when I walked by and saw the mirror and saw myself as a skeleton, I just heard a voice say, if you keep doing what you're doing, this is what you're going to look like. And so it wasn't the fact that I was so small and losing weight from the drugs. It was the fact that death mm-hmm. was going to be my ultimate goal, you know, where that's where I'm taking, where I'm going to be going because of the decisions I'm making. And God gave me an avenue, and that was going, joining the military. So when I joined the military, it took me out of the environment. And when I say delivered from the, you know, drugs and things, I mean, God opened that door and delivered, meaning I stopped, as they say, cold turkey, mm-hmm. you know. And those that have been on drugs and things of that nature, they know it's a process when you're, you know, been doing things for so long. But God had a plan for me. And as I continued to go through my military, you know, I found myself in the church. And it was a church of deliverance. And I would listen to the pastor, and every time they were speaking, it seemed like that they were talking directly to me. And I wanted to change. I wanted to be different. You know, I didn't want to be like those friends that I hung out with. I knew that there was something special. My mother, my dad, my grandmother always told me, there's something special about you. But, you know, I had to believe that myself. And so through that process that I went through, you know, and finally just, you know, and really honestly hitting rock bottom, I think that's kind of how it more so was. When I hit rock bottom, then I realized there is a God. Because I believe this, that the only way up is down.
Mm-hmm. Why? Pastor Calvin, why do we have to go so far down? Why are we like that as people? Someone today listening may be rock bottom. And as they're hearing, I kind of think of the person, Luke 15, the prodigal, where he's there in eating pig slop. He's not just eating pig slop, he's loving it because he's that hungry. I mean, that's how low it is.
Yes.
And the Bible says, Jesus tells the story, he says, he comes to his senses. I think about his dad waiting day after day for his son to come back.
Yes.
That's why when he came back, dad was still waiting.
Yes.
Maybe dad was there every day waiting. Yes. But a mom's prayers, a dad's prayers, an aunt, an uncle, someone praying, a grandparent praying. When you looked in the mirror, Mother Margaret, you saw through the process what you described is you came to your senses. Somebody today is coming to their senses.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
As you have spoken.
Yes.
Coming to their senses. Pastor Calvin, what would you say to someone who is somehow beyond what they can describe, a light is going on in their soul?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them?
Well, the first thing that I would say is that we have to learn, because behaviors are things that we have to learn. We have to learn to be honest with ourselves. Many of us do understand and maybe have an idea of what state we're in. To some degree, I believe that. Because I realized some of the things that I was doing. But what I had chose to do and what was right was two different things. And so we try to find ourselves, I think, as people. And we live in a society where we feel like we can do whatever we want. We have a right, as long as maybe sometimes it doesn't infringe upon someone else. And so I think as people, we find ourselves spiraling more is because we make the decisions that we feel like we want to do, and it's our life to do it. And sometimes someone may think, well, as long as it doesn't affect anybody else, let me do what I want to do. But it does affect someone. It affects that loved one, whether it's the mother, the father, the wife, the son, the daughter, the grandmother, the grandfather. It affects someone. We affect everybody. That we come in contact with and that we have a relationship. But I think sometimes we don't see that. We only think that we're only affecting ourselves. When my mother used to try to get me to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I heard the word and I was in the church and I thought, hey, I'm fine. I'm playing the drums. I'm playing the organ. I'm testifying. I'll get up and I'll give a 5-minute sermonette. So I'm doing all of these things in the church, but not really having a relationship with God. And so I was in the church, but I was spiraling. Mm. And I think sometimes we become deceived. We're in the church and we think because we're connected to the church that we're having a good life. And that's not necessarily. You got to have a relationship with God in order to have the good life. And many of us think because we're connected through our mother, grandmother, whomever, that we're fine and we're rested upon the prayers of them. But really, our life is in shambles. So I would say to the young man, to the young lady, whomever it may be, your relationship with God is not tied and connected to your parents or to your grandparents. What they have done, I'm sure, is introduce you to the Father. But now you have to make the decision, because it was only at that point in my life when I realized that it was just completely falling apart. I went back to what my mother taught me.
Mm.
I went back to what my father taught me. So, like you said, they was discipling me. I didn't know it. And then I was able to call upon that very word, that very name that they told me that if I call on him, he's going to answer. And when I did, I start seeing a change in my life. And change didn't happen immediately. My ex-wife didn't say, well, let's make things right. It went completely south. It went completely south. So I don't want people to think that, oh, when I accept Jesus Christ, all my problems are going to go away. No, but God will give you strength to endure every hardship. He will give you strength in your mind, because sometimes our mind is our biggest weapon against us.
Mm.
And though I can smile in your face, you never know what's going on within my mind, because I'm constantly battling within my mind.
You are touching, you're touching deeply now, as you describe the process of God working in the life of our dear listener, as the Lord has worked in your life. And my life. I relate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
Yes.
Together, when we come back, let's go deeper. Let's talk mm-hmm. about the ministry that the Lord has given you.
Mm-hmm.
The ministry of El Shaddai, Church of God in Christ. The deliverance ministry. Let's talk about your heart passion. As you hear someone speak about things that they are passionate about, it's engaging. It's compelling. and you will sit on the edge of your seat. That's a prediction. I anticipate that as you listen to Mother Margaret, Evangelist Margaret Baker, and Pastor Kelman. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Mother Margaret Baker has served her country. She is a veteran of the United States Army. Her occupational specialties were telecommunication, center operator, personnel management, and administrative assistant. These gifts and her training, specializing in Army protocol, leadership development, those are the things that she uses today in ministry, as she and Pastor Calvin Baker are partners in a ministry that is touching the lives of people here in Hawaii. And, of course, as they touch people, it grows. It goes even beyond that. The ministry of El Shaddai Church of God in Christ. They are the founders of this ministry. In fact, I'm going to ask them to share a little bit of how you can connect with them on this ministry as you listen today to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Again, Pastor Calvin and Mother Evangelist Margaret Baker are in studio with us today. Pastor Calvin, if someone wants to get in touch with the ministry, with you, how could they do that? Do you have a website that we could give to them?
Yes, the website is www.elshaddai, that's ELSHADDAI COGICHI.org, which is ElShaddaiKojicHawaii.org.
ElShaddaiKojicHawaii.org. We'll give that to you again. ElShaddaiKojicHawaii.org. Mother Margaret, living a life behind a mask, mm-hmm. What does that say to you? What are your recollections with regard to that? visual.
My recollection for the mask is that being that I was raised in a home that we kept everything, you know, in the home. When I grew and I got into the church, I found that same thing. I always put the mask on. I dressed myself up, made my face up, made myself look good. And, you know, so I was basically going through the motions, but not really truly having that relationship that I should have had with God. And as I continued to grow in the church and listen to the words that was being preached across the pulpit, it began to change me. I began to allow God, the Holy Spirit, to peel away, I call it onions, you know, because when you mess with onions, you know, you cook in the kitchen, you take the onion and you cut it, it makes you cry. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I felt my life was being peeled. And my thing was, you know, I didn't want people to know, you know, my past. And I said, but God, how could you use someone like me, someone who did all these different things and still continue to do? Because what I found in the church, that a lot of times we live in the church and we still live that double life. And though I was delivered of some of the things, one of the things I was still doing, and I can remember, was drinking, you know, still drinking, and then trying to sing in the choir. You know, that. And then I think that one time when God allowed someone that I knew, you know, you sometimes think you can hide. And they walked up in the church, and my God, my eyes, my mouth, everything just fell wide open. I was like, oh, my God, they're going to see me. They know I drink. They was at the club. You know, those kind of things, you know. And so I had to be real with myself, and I had to stop allowing the enemy to hold me, as you said before, we're talking bound, you know, by my past. And that's why I was saying, well, God, why would you use someone like me? And he kind of, well, if I can use Saul, I can use anyone. Why not use someone like you? And so I finally, you know, made up in my mind that I was going to let God be God in my life and, you know, make those changes that need to be changed, because I've always been one to, you know, be there to try to help someone else. And that was always in my heart, because that's how my mother was. She's that type of woman that always wanted to reach out to help someone else. And because I had that instilled in me, I was the same way. So I took, you know, those bad things, and God told me one day, the Holy Spirit says, your past is your ministry. And when I understood that my past was my ministry, I said, now, devil, you can no longer hold me bound with all the things that I used to do, because I'm going to allow God to fix me up, you know, make me over. And that's what he did. And to this day, I always tell people, it is a process. It's not something that just happens overnight. It is a process. You know, I backslid a couple of times, but I so thank God that I knew the scripture that said that, you know, he don't leave me. You know, and that's a lot of times we feel like God left us. But really, in reality, we left him. And knowing that my father is still there and he loved me and he's sitting high and looking low, you know, really understanding what those scriptures mean, it began to work on me. And then next thing I knew, I was, as you say, discipling. I was beginning to share my stories with others, you know, understanding, not just saying, I understand, but I don't understand. No, I've went through this, sister. I've went through this, brother. You know, I know what it is to be on drugs. I know what it is to, you know, be on medications and you're dependent on those medications. I know what it is to, you know, all those different things, you know, and I'll share this now because I feel relieved to say it, you know, even with molestation. That's why my heart and my passion is with women and children of abuse, because that was introduced in my life. But I thank God that it did not kill me. You know, I could always sit and say, you know, I blame my mother, I blame my father. But it comes a point in your life that you have to take the, you know, and stop blaming everybody else for what happened and say, you know what? Okay, that happened. But you know what? I'm going to move forward in God, and I'm going to be an example for someone else who don't know God.
When we, I don't know if they make cars like this. I'm sure they do. but, you know, I got my license driving a standard shift. Car, and when you got to go uphill, you got to downshift.
Yes.
Because you need more power.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You might go slower, but you're going to get the you're going to get the gumption to go up.
Yes.
And so let's downshift. Okay. A little bit. Let's slow it down a little bit.
Okay.
And let's talk about, you touched on some very sensitive issues, molestation, addiction. You talked about, you even deal with people who, I shouldn't say deal, it sounds a little crass, but you minister to people who have experienced rape. Deliverance ministry. Mm-hmm. How important is that today in our churches, and why?
I think deliverance is very important because, you know, when you have been delivered, and when I say delivered, I mean deliverance is, it can be mind-blowing. For me, when I was delivered, it's like, I guess the things that was deep inside of me, it was like rooted for so long because I lived that life for so long. But when God went down, the Holy Spirit went down, and it's like he reached in and pulled it from the roots, and it hurt. It hurt. And I feel a lot of times, you know, in the churches, we don't want to really deal with deliverance. We want to just, you know, kind of like sugarcoat things and not be just real. But, you know, we all need to be delivered of something.
Mother Margaret, I sense as we talk about this, someone has this odd feeling of like, I'm uncomfortable, but go more, okay. go deeper.
Okay.
Talk about it some more, because no one ever talks about it, not at least not in my world. Yeah. Maybe there's a deliverance for me.
Yes. You know, and like I said, it is, and that's the thing about it. You know, I always say this, you know, God told me, the Holy Spirit told me a long time ago, he said that he had placed in me, he said, I've given you, you know, the authority. He said, you can see things in others, the darkness in someone else's life, and take authority of that darkness. And during that time, I didn't understand that. But as I grew and understand, and when I got around people that have done things that I've done, you know, the Holy Spirit allowed me to be able to discern and see. And sometimes people, even when you come talk on altar, to come to the altar, they'll kind of tell you what they want to tell you. But God has blessed me to be able to see. And I tell everybody, it's nothing what I do within myself. It's something that God has placed in me.
I can already sense and see that when they do come to the altar and they're telling you what they want you to know, and the Lord shows you even deeper or more, he reveals things to you, that as you share it, I wouldn't be surprised if they are open and receptive to it, because their hearts have been made ready. There's a suppleness at that point where they're ready to receive what God wants to do. When we come back, Mother Margaret Baker, let's talk more about this. And Pastor Calvin, I'm going to ask you about your passion. What is it that you're most passionate about in ministry? Hey, the Lord has brought this very dear couple into our studio today. It's truly a moment, a blessing from the Lord. And as you can tell, there's no superficiality here. There are people who go right to the heart of the matter, because the Lord has gripped their hearts as he grips our hearts as we listen to them. The Good Life, when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group, Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance, LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, write this down. Write this down. Get a pen, get a pencil out, write it down on paper, or write it down in your mind. Envision this. El Shaddai Kojic Hawaii dot org. Let me spell it for you. El Shaddai, ElShaddai Kojic Hawaii.org. El Shaddai Kojic. Kojic is for Church of God in Christ, Hawaii, Hawaii.org. That's the ministry of Pastor Calvin and Mother Evangelist Margaret Baker, El Shaddai Kojic Hawaii.org. What does El Shaddai mean, Pastor Calvin?
El Shaddai means Almighty God. And you can read that in Exodus chapter 17 and then in Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And so El Shaddai is Almighty God.
Well, and you have been talking about Almighty God, the Almighty God as He's worked in your life and through your life to the ministry here at the Good Life Radio program. And I'd like for you to take us further. By the way, if you're tuning in right now, you can get the program in its entirety. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get the program in its entirety as a free podcast. And you know what? Share it with family members and friends. Mother Margaret, you were talking about deliverance ministry.
Yes,
and peeling away the onion layers. Let's go further. Okay. What is it that you have found in your ministry that women need the most as you've been used by God?
For me, what I've found that they need the most is someone who can be real. In spite of the titles that we have, that we can, you know, reach them where they're at, you know, I believe that that is the true thing there. Because a lot of times we put, you know, these walls up, and we as ministers are in the gospel or as pastors in the gospel, you know, we don't want to let people, you know, see the realness. And in our church, Pastor and I believe in being real. You know, we tell the people we're open book, but I always tell them we're open book, but there are just some chapters you cannot read. Not yet, because you're not ready for it. But for me, when I'm at the altar with women and can really look and see in their eyes that they're hurt, you know, God shows me the pain. Sometimes I feel that pain that they're feeling. And, you know, I just want to just reach them. And so sometimes, as I said earlier, they'll come up to the altar and they'll know, and it's like they just look in my eyes and they can just see something, and from that point they kind of break, and that's when I know at that point, you know, the Holy Spirit allows me to minister into their life, and I may share with them, you know, I've been there, you know, they may share, you know, Mother, this is what I, you know, experienced, and, you know, I've been abused, and, you know, I've been, you know, whatever, and I say, well, you know, I've been there too, but look where I'm at now, you know. Some people wouldn't even imagine and wouldn't even thought I, but it was part of a gang when I was younger. I experienced a gang life, you know. But I asked myself then, I said, well, you know, Lord, why would I be a part of a gang? And I've never been a follower. I've always been a leader. And so the same thing I would say to them, you know, this is what God has created us to lead, to be an example for others, and just to be real. And so for me, it's important to just be real and let them know, you know, I've been there, I've done that, you know. But if I would allow, you know, the enemy, what he was placing in my mind, to tell me that, you know, your ministry is nothing because you did this or you do this, I would still be stuck back there, you know, in that past.
So someone comes to the altar. Maybe they're driving, and in their heart, they're coming to the altar. Maybe they're at their office right now, tucked away or listening as the radio is turned down a little bit low. Maybe they're in the hospital bed listening. Maybe they're in another country or in another state listening to this broadcast, and they know it's of God.
Yes.
As you speak to their hearts, they're at the altar, figuratively speaking,
yes,
in their own life, wanting to come. And Mother Margaret, could you pray? Would you pray,
yes,
for them and minister to this dear one who has come?
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God,
yes,
we come before your throne of grace just as humble as we know how. Oh God, looking to you, Lord God, for Father, you are the author and finisher of our faith. Father, for that woman or that man or that child, Lord God, that, you know, feel that there is no way to go, nowhere to turn. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you to go to where they're at, meet them where they're at, Lord God, and let them know that they are very important, Lord God. And, oh God, and though that we've done the things and they've done the things that they've done, God, that you are there waiting right now, knocking at the door. God, go into their heart, Lord God. Penetrate, Lord God. Just do what needs to be done, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for we know, God, that, oh God, that you are awesome. You are powerful. You are the Lord God Almighty, Lord God. You are the beginning,
yes,
and you are the end, Lord God.
Yes.
Oh God, let us know, Lord God. Let them know, God, that all they have to do is just trust in you, for you care for them, Lord God. God, you are a healer, you are a deliverer, you are a mender, Lord God.
Yes,
you are the,
yes,
doctor, you are the lawyer, Lord God. And
amen.
Father, you are everything, and all our source and our strength comes from you, Lord God.
Yes.
So let them know, Lord God, that you are there. And God, all you want, God, is them to open up their heart and just acknowledge you, Lord God. For you are, Lord God, Almighty. Father, you gave your only begotten Son. Oh God, he died for our sins, Lord God, and everything that we've gone through, Lord God. You have already given us the victory, Lord God, at the cross.
Yes.
So God, touch them. Oh God, touch their heart.
Yes,
God. Oh God, touch the hurt, the pain. Oh God, don't allow the enemy to continue to use the shame, Lord God, the prideful spirit, Lord God. Just let them, Lord God, oh God, open up themselves unto you, Lord God. Let them allow the Holy Spirit to search them, Lord God, and do what needs to be done. Because, God, if you don't do it, it can't be done.
Yes.
So we just want to thank you right now. We thank you for, Lord God, just everything that you do. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for giving the opportunity, Lord God, because you could have given up, you know, God, any time on us, Lord God. But you have not done that. The fact that we have the activities of our limb, the breath, Lord God, on this day, Lord God, gives us another opportunity to get it right with you. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you for the hearts that you're touching. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. And we're just waiting, Lord God, for the report, Lord God,
mm-hmm,
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And, God, we will forever give you the honor.
Hallelujah.
And the glory.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Calvin, I know you're a man of there's an intense clarity of passion in you. What is it in these last few minutes, couple minutes or so? What is it that you're most passionate about when it comes to ministry and people?
I have a strong love and desire and passion to ensure that the people are taught the Word of God.
Mm.
I love that. And it used to anger me, but the Lord has graduated, has brought me to a better point. It used to anger me when I would hear the word expounded on and it was wrong, and people would just say any type of scripture to try to justify a means. But God used that anger to drive a passion in me to know the scriptures so that we can rightly divide the word of truth. And so that is my greatest passion. I enjoy working with my wife in deliverance ministry. I didn't grow up doing deliverance ministry, but since her and I had been married, that has been a great part of me. So when I see souls saved, lives delivered, experiencing the warfare, I've never been afraid of a devil, of a spirit, never had that fear. So I have a passion as well for ministry, but I love to see when I see others delivered from those addictions or whatever the enemy has bound them with, and then to know that they're free and they can make a sound decision because they're no longer bound by the hands of the enemy, but they can be free in God. So I love preaching, I love teaching the word of God, and I love assisting my wife and working with her in deliverance ministry.
A teacher of the word of God, someone who is more than just generally attuned or liking the Bible. He wants to expound the scriptures so that you know what the Lord is saying as you learn the word of God. That's Pastor Calvin Baker, a man of the heart to teach and disciple and grow and to see people delivered. Pastor Calvin, I can see it in your eyes. Mother Margaret, I see the gentle countenance of peace that the Lord has given. And to know even more what you've been through, what you've gone through. I mean, today, Pastor Calvin, you're not using a four-pronged cane. You came in trotting along on your own two feet.
Yes, God.
The prayers of your family have been answered, and the Lord has worked a miracle of marvels in your body.
Yes.
Shot four times, and look at him today. Mother Margaret, you have been a great blessing. I am so grateful, and my heart is filled with gratitude that you took the time to be here, not only with me, but to minister to our dear ones who are listening right now. Thank you.
Thank
you.
You're
welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
I hope, dear one, that you've been encouraged by the insights from Pastor Calvin and Mother and Evangelist Margaret Baker. You know what? God's timing is absolutely perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I got a message for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 107 verse 3 says, "For he has gathered the exiles from many lands, from east and west, from north and south." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Pastor Calvin and Mother Margaret Baker. Find out more at El Shaddai Kojic Hawaii. org. Until next time, along with my technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.